Do you like explosions? You heard me. Explosions. Do you like explosions? Because I love explosions. I love big ones and bigger ones. The anticipation. The danger. The boom. You know the feeling. Admit it. When you're watching a movie and you see the bad guy grinning, or the bad girl grinning, as she pulls out a grenade, as she pulls the pin, or as you see her fasten blocks of C4 to the walls, you start to feel a nervous excitement, butterflies in your stomach, an urgency that makes you pay attention to every second that goes by. Do you start breathing heavy? Does it feel a bit like a horror movie? Like one where the sorority girl is walking slowly down that dark hallway toward the attic? Does it make your dick twitch? Or how about one of those scenes where the house is filling with gas? That slow sound as they show the fireplace. You know what's gonna happen, right? There's no reason to have that scene unless something in the action is gonna cause a spark. And then the whole room is gonna... Well, you know. See, I only have one question when I see certain scenes. Like if it's an action movie, if there's a big tank or truck that gets overturned, or it gets shot at and starts leaking gasoline all over the whole street, and the camera shows the close-up of that leaking pinhole of gasoline, prompting the whole audience to say, "Uh-oh." You know, when I'm watching a scene like that on TV, my only question is whether to turn the volume all the way up, or whether to turn it up just one notch at a time, every few seconds, until it's all the way. You like when girls go all the way, don't you? Is that a rocket in your pocket, mister? A torpedo in your speedo? Are there launch codes for me to find if I expect it with my warm little hand? Were you one of those boys that hoped every Christmas present at Christmas time would be a fat packet of firecrackers? Nice loud ones. Cherry bombs. Did you jerk off every night thinking about scaring all the little girls in the neighborhood? Watching them block their ears while you lit another one. The tighter their fingers, the better. Or did you like girls like me? The ones that love to make a nice fucking loud bang. Girls who like sweet and happy playing with their Princess Elsa doll, but secretly wish her long blonde hair was a fuse and her body was filled with gunpowder. Is that what you're thinking about right now? Is that what the veins in your dick are thinking as they bulge the fuck up? Or maybe, is the girl in your imagination not American? Is she a little Afghani girl? Syrian girl? Little Iraqi girl? Looking up at that big American plane in the sky. The one with the huge payload. Do you want to spray your white phosphorus all over her little face? Do you want to cluster bomb that little bitch? I mean, she's probably going to try to protest, but she's pleading in a foreign language that you don't understand, so sucks to be her, I guess. The only language your cock understands is Bengali. That's a language, right? See what I did there? I can make you think and make you detonate. So let's think a little more. What's your favorite kind of explosive, mister? Do you like ticking time bombs? The timers that count down as they tick, tick, tick. Is that why your cockhead looks like it's ticking right now? A nice big pulse every time I squeeze it during your heartbeat. I wonder how many ticks are left before you blow. Maybe instead, you like bombs that have fuses. So someone naughty has to light them and watch them burn down. Inch by inch. Do you like it when that flame gets closer and closer to that big bomb? Like my lips are getting closer and closer to your cockhead. Or maybe you like when those videos where there's a train and it crashes and it's carrying like a huge car full of oil and it just sits there for a couple of minutes, damaged, maybe stuck on its side, and the whole time you know that there's a fire building up internally, but you can't see the progress yet. You just see that train, and cars are going by it, having no idea what's about to happen. But you know, don't you? The heat is building up and building up, making the main gas tank get hotter. Do you twitch as the whole fucking train starts to smoke? Are you scared? Big fat train gonna fucking go boom any second. You know what type of bomb I fantasize about? One that keeps getting bigger as it's about to explode. Like a balloon that has way too much air in it, but you just keep forcing it in more and more. You like that loud, obnoxious noise when a balloon pops in an echoey room? That, like, fuck you, egregiously loud, room-shaking pop. Now imagine that instead of air, you're filling it with hydrogen. All that hydrogen packed in there, overstimulated, with nowhere to go. And so every time you blow and some more hydrogen, just has to pack in tighter and tighter. And you know you should stop. You better stop right fucking now. Everyone's whispering in your ear to stop. Except me. You're not gonna stop. Because I know that you wanna blow. You want it bigger. Show that balloon who's fucking boss. 10, 9, 8. Give me some bang for my buck, mister. 7. The louder the better, you fucker. 6. It's gonna blow, isn't it? 5. Oh, hello, little girl. No, I don't know where your mommy is, but I think you've walked into the wrong place at the wrong time. Do you see what I'm doing right now? Yeah, that's right. Think about the loudest, scariest noise you ever heard, and then triple it. Yeah, I think you better start running. I think you better block your ears as you do. I'm gonna block mine. Now, where were we? 4. Yeah, I'm not gonna block my ears, baby. I just wanted to scare the fuck out of her. 3. Oh, fuck, baby. Oh, fucking big dick is going. Do it. Fuck me up with your cum. My sweet little face ground zero for your... Boom. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Eardrums. That's how many fucking holes you just blew in them. Let's see what the damage was. You got some globs of your awesomeness all over my dress. Can you give me some money for a new one? Pretty please? I think I just paid for it with my job, don't you? Okay. Great. You're gonna love it, honey. I already got something in mind. Trust me.